tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
And then we just start. We just start moving.
Well, just go for it.
There we go.
And now? You hear it? Yeah, little, right there. We just start moving a little bit.
That's fine. I want to go a little, I want to strut a little
right.
bit more.
Make it a little more cool. Yeah. I see it. I can do that with you. All right, all right. I support that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of Suits. This episode is called Compensation, which if you guys watch, that makes a lot of sense. I'm your host, Stacey Eich, and we're joined by a lovely, amazing guest today who was on today's episode, Mr. John Piper Ferguson. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Amazing. And you played Jack Soloff, which I still haven't decided if I like you yet. So
this is the way things go when you finally get seen at the firm.
All right. Your name was kind of sprinkled in last episode, and we had a feeling that you were going to be here. Steve had a very firm feeling. So, yes, now that you're here, this is amazing. What did you think about the episode?
I loved it. There was so much information there, and I'm being a newbie to Suits. It's kind of overwhelming with how much stuff that's going on.
Yeah. So what was your experience like when they told you, hey, you're going to be on this show, this is the script? Were you overwhelmed at all? Did you understand everything? How did you get involved?
It was a real fast track. Yeah. I was in New York at the time. The offer came through, and I actually said, what is it? I had long hair and a bigger beard at the time. So I was like, I don't know, I want to change my look.
Right.
Because I'm also on The Last Ship on TNT.
Right.
And I read the script because I knew it would mean getting a haircut at the very least.
Right.
Loved the role. Thought he's got a lot to do. They sent me, because I'm in a number of them, I think they sent me 4 scripts to start. And then they flew me into Toronto. They chopped off my locks.
Oh, man.
And because of the structure of how they were shooting it at the time, I shot 4 episodes. My work was shot for 4 episodes in almost 6 days. So
I was not doing
nothing but blah 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 blah,
because
it's a really wordy, stinging lines, you know, driving dialogue.
Right.
You got to pound that, and you got to get it right because Aaron Korsh has a very specific style of writing, and my brain wasn't used to it yet, so there was a lot of fumbling around, and there's probably a lot of blooper reels with a number of expletives on it.
So, you know?
It was just the hammer came down, and it was super fun. My first scene was with the first scene I shot was the first scene we saw Soloff in tonight was with Rick Hoffman, who's as mad, awesome, crazy as Lewis is. Like he's a solid dude, and he's a total nutcase in the best way.
I love life
of the party guy.
He's that way on Twitter with us.
Very funny. We really love him. So what are the similarities between you and Jack? Did you see any similarities? Would you be that kind of guy?
Because I strike you as a lawyer, for instance.
Well, you had the look. It worked. You fit in the suit well. I was feeling
it. You know, I looked all right in a suit. I hadn't worn one for a while.
It was really good.
What is similar with me and Soloff? Wow. I think our idea, although his is much more twisted than mine, of say, justice or fair play. Because as we saw in the episode here, he doesn't really do anything nefarious. He gets other people to, or he motivates them or inspires them to go about their own tricky deeds. But he's solid above the line. He does his own thing.
Nice. Okay, so we'll wait till predictions for you to tell me what the heck happens for the next 4 episodes. But
who knows, right?
I'll wait. I'll be calm and collected. Okay, awesome. So you're in this role. You're playing a guy who's, in my opinion, similar to Lewis in the fact that you want to go against Harvey, but you still have your own agenda.
Yes.
So your storyline today, what was the hardest part about being Jack and playing that devil's advocate, I guess? Is that the right word for it? Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by devil's advocate there, but
so what? I guess playing that role in the firm, getting involved in that firm as yes. As your character. What was the hardest part in terms of trying to bring the the hammer down? Because you're new, we don't really know Jack. We've only just heard about him.
I talked with Aaron, and I talked about it with Anton Cropper, who directed one of those episodes, as well as he's another executive producer on it. And just in sort of getting the feel of what was desired, because Jack has been at the firm all this time that the show's been running, but we've never seen him,
They wanted to
make sure that there was a comfort level between the characters and a familiarity between them of knowing each other and sort of knowing each other's guises and the way that they do things. So that was getting up to speed on that, or just completely bullshing that I knew what was going on and who was who. Like, for instance, I read the script and I'm like, oh, this Lewis role is a great role. And then, but I don't know how Rick's going to come at me with it. And I'm going like, oh, this is who, but I should be familiar with this kind of play.
The way he talks and moves and that kind of thing. Awesome.
And clearly, I'm out to get Harvey and, cut him off at the knees and get him down to size.
And, he had a very specific mission: fix his compensation, fix his, his billables, or just decrease the fact that he makes more money than everybody.
Well, and that's what a lot of people on Twitter and in the chat are mentioning about the storyline, which is Harvey making more because he deserves more, or is Harvey? And if you can't answer, we understand.
Right,
and that plays into the next 4 weeks. We understand if you can't. Salient answer.
I think Harvey makes more because, as I've seen in the episodes that I've watched, and even this episode, you see that he's a great negotiator. Mm-hmm. You see that he's able to go in, and probably I'm assuming that he, when I don't know if this was even beginnings of Suits, this is the deal that he bartered with Jessica, and probably. What's his nuts? The guy who used to run the thing.
Oh my gosh, the one we hate.
Yeah,
yeah, we know. Y'all know who he's talking about. Oh gosh. Anyway, continue.
So I think that's a big part of it, and I think everything, because he's charming and everybody likes him, sort of. Although he's kind of a bit questionable
arrogant
at times,
sometimes.
And all those terrible things, and they rub Jack the wrong way.
Right.
And Jack, as he mentions this word grinder, and I talked to Aaron about that as well. Like, what is a grinder? What does that mean? And it really means that he's a guy who's had to pound it, and he's had to work for it, and he's really had to achieve that by working for it, knocking down walls, knocking on doors. And it's never been easy for him. And he looks at a guy like Harvey, who just skates along seemingly without troubles, and gets in his craw, and he's going to fix that.
It's so interesting. Everybody, I feel like a lot of characters think that, especially like the Lewises, the Jacks, the old managing partner, I can't remember his name right now, they all think Harvey skate by. And I'm like, do you guys see the scenes where he's like really, he goes through a lot. It's just that it's not obvious.
He versus a grinder, because that's a term, and I'm sure that was a term long before poker, but that's a term with like a poker player is someone who just sits at the table and waits for the perfect opportunity.
Right.
Or even in golf, they'll talk to you like, you got to grind this. You've made some mistakes. You're going to grind it out. You're going to get the lowest score you possibly can, but you got to grind it out. It's the work is
hard. Harvey's just somebody who took a huge risk and then got somewhere and then kept taking huge risks.
Yeah.
Both are effective methods of getting somewhere.
But like not always.
Yeah, but one of them needs to be stopped now.
Of course.
Exactly. I love this. So what do we think about Jessica putting a lot of trust in Jack, or kind of bringing him up last episode, and how it played into this episode? What do you guys think about that?
I think Jessica... I love sassy Jessica this week. Jessica's just laying the hammer down on our whole firm.
I felt she was a little rude. You don't tell a working partner you're going to slap the taste out of them. I'm like, you're not slapping anybody at the office. But anyway, that's just me loving Jessica, but no. Anyway, continue.
But yeah. Overall, I think she's doing a great job.
I think in bringing Jack in to do some things and to do some damage, she's a smart, wily lady, and she knows she's getting everybody on their A game by letting this dog loose.
Yes.
To to start to wreak some havoc in the building. And it seems to be working quite effectively.
I agree. Okay, so your situation with, you know, most of the top dogs propels into the Harvey, Lewis, and Donna, whatever that is, triangle. Mm-hmm. So this is where I need Steve's opinion. What did you think this episode about, you know, Lewis and Donna and Harvey and paychecks and billables and mm-hmm. paying more for salaries? What was your overall opinion of that crazy triangle?
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
That was a
I
good
agree.
Way, because last week we were left under the assumption that he's going to completely move on from Donna.
Right. I never believed that. That doesn't make any sense.
I believed we would get a decent season right. or two of him without Donna.
Right.
But no.
No, that's not going to happen.
But I love he made this declaration at the end of the episode.
Right.
Like, I'm taking Donna back.
Yeah.
Just to spite Lewis.
Yeah, but I'm over it because I think a lot of this episode, to me, they put a price on Donna, like the entire episode. And I didn't realize this the first time that I saw it like that, because we're talking about paying her salary.
She wants 2% more on that price.
You know what I mean? And she doesn't know that that price is being paid by somebody, you know, somebody that she's split ways with. So it's just so crazy because, you know, they're talking about her salary and they're fighting over it. She has no idea. It's really, you know, girl power here. I'm the only girl on the panel. I have to fight for Donna. You know, I feel like I have to fight for her. I did not care for the way they were talking
That's
about her.
That's usually not the case, by the way.
It's usually
yeah. three women and me.
Yeah, so I got to stand up for all my girls missing. So, I don't know. I think that the way they handled it was just so typical of them too, because they continue to do the same dog and cat. It's mm-hmm. it's hilarious. Like right when Harvey apologized, I'm like, dang it, he always apologizes at the wrong time. Like right before Lewis says something stupid, I'm like, I can't handle it. Aaron, please tell me that's gonna fix. Anyway,
although the Donna of it all, the scene right before.
Right.
The scene right before where Donna was telling Lewis,
yeah,
like, don't do this. I've stopped Harvey from doing things like this. That's my job. I honestly thought she had talked Lewis out of it, and then this was going to be them as a united front against...
Lewis, Jack, is just...
who is gaining enough traction on his own that they need to be united against
exactly,
him.
Exactly. And the fact that Lewis bounced from Harvey to you, to Harvey, to, you know, back and forth, I'm like, his loyalty is just... I don't get it.
Well, he has Harvey problems. We've been saying this all the time.
He's a flip-flopper, that guy.
Yes, yeah. He's a flip-flopper. And when he went back to you saying he wanted to be on your team, and you said, like, you know, how could I trust you? And he starts talking about, oh, you know, well, now we're going after Harvey. We've heard this before. He did it mm-hmm. last season with, was it Jack? Oh, no, not Jack. With Jessica's old boyfriend. Did they have something against Harvey?
No.
Or who was it that he was trying to go against, like... He did the same thing. I guess also with the old managing partner, he did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. That's...
This is a repetitive cycle with Lewis, and I'm over it. So that's just me. What do you think, Steve?
I actually think Lewis is in a weird place now.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, they hugged. They completely buried the hatchet. They weren't ready to move on.
That was an awkward hug.
It was oh, my gosh.
It was a bit creepy
terrible.
In that hug.
Terrible.
And now he's probably brought about the biggest onslaught he's ever seen from Harvey. Because I think Harvey's... Because Harvey has to fight for his salary as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see for the next couple weeks. And then Lewis is just going to continually be a wrench in that world.
Do you think that's a deserving fight? Like, hey, I'm fighting to get my money back when it's right now everybody's at a level playing field? Or do you think he deserves more money?
From what we've been presented in the show, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like he does deserve more money because he goes after the bigger... He goes
Ooh.
After the...
And he goes after so. The... Jack holds, doesn't think so, you
Also, I did read a comment. This was on R Suits, which is on Reddit, a subreddit on Reddit, but I'm mm-hmm. sure people have said it on Twitter mm-hmm. as well, that everyone's forgetting, what does Jessica do? Like, obviously it was a bit anecdotal, but it was like, so Jessica's not been doing anything for like 5 seasons.
She manages everyone. She storms in at the right time. You know, she always saves the day. But yeah, she's just so sneaky. Even when she found out about Mike's case, I was like,
seems to be a puppet master. She seems to know what everybody's doing and really be able to.
But she's okay with everyone making level pay because she doesn't seem to have very many notable clients. Because obviously everyone has more clients and cases than we see on the show.
Yeah.
In this world.
That's interesting. I like this question by Tim Meadows. He said, how does Donna, who knows everything, not know who's paying her? And you said the same thing during the show. And she did know who's paying her. That's interesting. Do you think... I don't know. I thought that was written in weird because I was like, she definitely knows. Oh, yeah, she would know that. But I don't think she would have accepted if Harvey was paying her more. So that's...
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think... or not? Seems interesting. I don't know how. I guess if you're a partner at a firm, you can just pay payroll, and then payroll pays your that seems.
You can just add an extra.
It seems like he's greasing an accountant's palm to begin with. To be able to do that in a way that she doesn't
right
know.
There.
That's
look, I love that. He's like, I have
pretty
first-hand
duplicitous
opinions.
Guy.
That's so funny. So somebody says, SM down. H9 says, yes, Harvey deserves more money. Which, you know, I'm still deciding. I don't know. Sometimes I agree, and then other times the arrogance gets to me, and I'm like, listen, Harvey, you could come down off your horse for just 5 seconds. But most times I'm on Harvey's side, so it just depends on what the situation is. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. We'll move on to that, though. So what'd you think? Rachel Ross, prenup, Mr. Zane back in the mix. How did you feel about Mr. Zane presenting her with the prenup? Do you think it was out of love, or is this going to turn into something?
That was out of love.
Okay.
Them teaming up on this case, that's going to get ugly.
Be bad?
That's going to be so, because he's...
I'm like, I'm so anxious. I'm like, it's going to be terrible. I'm sad it's going to be terrible. I that was the wrong face. What I meant to do is, it's going to be bad? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to find out. I think he's going to find out and say, you can't marry my daughter.
That's the problem.
That's been the roadblock.
And you know what's so funny? They set it up so perfect. Like, let's partner up over this really sad, beautiful case together and find out this really terrible thing about Mike. So, I don't know. I think you're actually onto something. I don't know. You're smiling. Somebody's saying something cool?
Oh, sorry. Rick Hoffman just tweeted at us, you want answers.
He did. Rick? Okay. I need to find that. Okay, so anyway, continue. What do you think about Rachel not signing the prenup and Jessica's advice for that?
I like that a lot. I think that's perfect. I do feel we're getting to see a bit of her wishy-washiness about this relationship entirely.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't think they're going to get married. I don't think this marriage is actually going to happen.
Really?
It's a carrot on a stick. I don't think we're ever going to get to see this wedding because they're clearly friends fans that it's Rachel Ross Rachel. We all know, like, we all saw this coming.
That's really funny.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah. I think that it's going to happen. It's just going to take a while. Like, maybe it's the last, you know, episode of season 6, which, by the way, they got season 6. We just found that out today.
Ooh, yes.
Woo, 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 woo. Can we get some cheers here in the audience? Can we get some clapping?
There we go.
Thank
That's
you.
A full house.
Yes.
Wow.
All these people. We're so excited to find that out. So we just found out you guys got season 6. But with that said, maybe they won't get married till the end of, you know, the next season, just because there'll be so much drama. But I don't feel like they just won't get married at all. I don't. They've had this relationship for so long. If they don't make it, I'm not going to.
She loves her dad, and her dad's protective. And
she doesn't love her dad, though. I mean, she likes him, but I don't think she would fight for him versus fighting for Mike.
She doesn't love her dad?
I don't know. Honestly, I think Rachel's like,
I didn't see her not loving her dad.
I'm not saying she doesn't love him. I'm just saying
she'd
rather fight for Mike. You guys don't think so?
Sure, why not?
I think the way she was so... I mean, she... what's the word? I guess she sought so much more advice when it came for something her dad presented her. Her dad gave her a prenup. He said, I want to protect you. And she goes and asks like 8 people. That's, you know, there's a disconnect of trust there. I feel like if Mike did something, she would never question it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I also feel like her dad's correct in having a prenup drawn up.
For this,
he doesn't know Mike.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
And what we know, there's a
you
fairly
should probably get a prenup.
Fairly decent reason.
Well, so he's protecting his own investments as well.
Right.
Like he's gonna be giving all what he has earned throughout his lifetime to his daughter.
And
he doesn't want potentially some schlep running off with it.
I agree.
Daddy's just taking care of his little girl.
I agree. I don't hate it.
And Mike agrees too.
He does. Especially because he knows who he is. Yeah. Somebody said the wedding day is definitely going to happen someday in the series, but maybe only in the last season. I agree, but I don't want the last season to like ever come. So
fair enough.
We'll see how that goes.
10 seasons.
So right, 10 seasons. We're claiming that. What did you circle back to the Jimmy and Mike case and just this overline, because that goes back into Rachel Zane's father and how he's going to end up taking the case. So what did you think about Jimmy coming back in the episode, Mr. Pooch Hall, which I love him as an actor. So having him come back and his involvement and kind of his untrust, but he wasn't fully truth. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't give the full truth to Mike before he gave him the case. So what did you think about overall with that situation?
This case definitely plays. This is the kind of case Mike Ross will always go after.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mike Ross could make senior partner. Like Mike Ross could make name partner, and he'd still go after these little guy cases.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And yeah, I think Jimmy should have been a little more honest about it.
Yeah,
would have been the easiest way to go.
I don't think I honestly didn't mind that he was because he thought that Mike was going to be. You know, Mike is the person that fights for it, and it's really tough because Mike goes to his old boss, which I was like. Loving that scene when he went back to the, what's his name? Old investment banker boss man?
That's not gonna.
Doesn't matter.
I didn't think we were gonna see him again.
Yeah, I was like, no, okay, don't fit in the Fave Five. But anyway, so we see his old boss and he totally disregarded him. And I thought, I don't know, did you think that was, you know, waiting for him one day or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you're Mike Ross and you handled yourself how you did at that investment firm?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Also broke into the building.
I know. Yeah. I know he told
He's
about
not
which
winning
person.
Any friends, right?
I was like, dang it. He told about the person who helped
he
him.
He is correct in the sense that investment people by and large, if you throw $20 million, like if you throw a stake in $20 million on the table, they'll overcome everything.
Yeah.
That's just business. Yeah. But he made it real personal on his way out.
Right. And that's the thing. Like I really thought once he presented that huge number, I was like, okay, he's on board, you know, this is going to be a better situation. And then he says he's going to blacklist him on every other
shut him down,
and I'm like, that's too much. Now the guy really can, you know, gets no help. And Mike really, I didn't see him turn to Harvey or just, well, yeah, he couldn't turn to Jessica in this situation. So yeah, there was just a lot of Mike trying to really fight for these people, and then coming to find out what the fight was for. So I am proud that he went to Rachel's dad, but I'm scared because that's probably not a good idea at all.
Yeah, Rachel's dad is literally the soft target right now.
Yeah.
Of the person in this whole universe that doesn't know his secret, that really shouldn't know his secret.
Oh, terrible. Like,
it's what Lewis was before Lewis knew.
I know.
Just like that's the bot, like, that's the grenade. That's the thing you don't pull the pin on. And it's let's go do a case with him.
What do you think he'll do when he finds out?
He'll flip out. He'll flip out and tell his daughter that she can't marry him, which will just drive them closer together. But then something else will happen. But then something else will happen where she won't want to get married without her father's approval.
Yeah.
And this bit of wishy-washiness we're seeing with Rachel to begin with is going to... There's.
I think I second all of that until the part where they get closer. And then I think the thing that'll separate them is that Mike will do something and then she'll think she can't trust him and then she'll leave. She'll come back, but I don't know. Seeing him, Mr. Zhang, get involved in this relationship is going to be the reason season 6 is going to be so amazing. I can already tell. So what was your favorite scene in the episode?
Careful.
Jack, what was your... Yeah, Jack's
let's
here.
Hear,
so
let's
what?
Hear
John's here. So what was your favorite episode?
All the ones,
it's not a trick question.
All the ones with Jack in them.
Right. Yeah,
that's more than one, but thank you.
Also, Rick Hoffman.
What was your favorite scene?
Rick Hoffman actually just tweeted, Piper was unbelievable how he handled the amount of material in such a short period of time. He's awesome.
Yeah.
That's from Rick Hoffman.
Back at you, Rick.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
Rick's is truly a fantastic guy.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, we are so excited to meet him one day. I really want him to just like spit like a 4-sentence like thing at me, just because the way it's so fast.
just
like say, not like spit, that'd be weird, but you know what I mean. Like, I just love the play him back. It's insanity.
You want him to give you like a lit up Christmas card?
Oh my gosh, Liz, light me up. Like, that's amazing.
Or your voicemail message?
Yeah, leave. Actually, anyway, we'll talk about that when you get here, Rick. So what was your favorite scene?
Actually, the scene at the end with including the awkward hug.
Okay.
Yeah, I go awkward hug, the moment
that
of the
hilarious.
Episode.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed was
and that whole thing where they were it looked like they were about to throw down, and then he actually just apologized
and
buried the hatchet completely, and we're like, okay,
right,
we're good now. It's like, no, we're not.
I think my favorite episode was when Donna tried to stop him, and he said, "You knew who you were coming to work for before you started working for me, so are you on board or not?" And then they didn't like wait for her answer, and they just like scanned over. I mean, we found out what her answer is. She did, but I love the pan away. I was like, what is she going to decide? That was a really great scene, because it kind of made me sad, because Lewis can be very sneaky sometimes, and Donna's now on that team, and I'm just trying to figure out how long she can survive, which is why Harvey's so, you know, confident that he can steal her away. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel now. I mean, we can go ahead and move on to Harvey's shoe company client situation.
And the little bit of that is Gretchen, which I called on Twitter.
Love Gretchen.
Because I took a screenshot.
She's great.
Love
she?
Gretchen.
She's great.
She's awesome. Great news secretary. Please tell me she's going to be on. Go ahead.
because I took the screenshot last week and tweeted at it.
Right.
A lot of you, at Steve Kaufman, a lot of you have seen it and retweeted it. Because on last week's episode, it was Donna's list of replacement secretaries.
Yeah.
And Abigail, who we met, was top of the list, but I think she only had maybe 10 years experience.
Yeah.
And then Gretchen had 24 years experience.
So cool.
As a secretary at a legal firm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harvey hired her on the spot.
Yep.
As she should, and everyone on the internet loves her.
Yeah, I think she's
some
great.
People are calling her Sassy Donna.
Well, even the way she talked about, she said, you know, I know why you hired me to replace somebody like her, but you don't have to worry about that. I like my men manly.
Oh.
And I literally wrote that down. Like, and I was dying. That was, yes, snaps. That was amazing. And he was like, you don't think I'm manly? He was like, well, she was like, if you have to ask. Amazing scene. Actually, that's probably my second favorite. That was the best scene. So I'm thinking, do you think Gretchen's going to cause any trouble? Do you think she's going to be right on the money, a new Donna? Do you think she's equivalent?
I think for the first couple of weeks, she's just going to be walk in, make sure everything's right, and then leave. We're not going to get much about Gretchen until a little later.
Okay.
But actually, someone in our chat, SM down H8, he said, I'd rather Donna leave back for Harvey and then Gretchen work for Lewis.
Really? That's an interesting take. I don't know what I think about that.
I think Harvey needs Gretchen for a while.
Do you think Donna's ever, not that she's ever going to go, but do you think Donna is immediately going back to, do you think Harvey's going to win in this situation? Do you think Donna's going back?
I don't want Donna to go back.
Do you know if Donna's going back?
I don't know what happens.
I feel like you're lying.
I would
or holding it away from us.
When Donna comes back to Harvey, I don't want it to be because
Harvey.
So you
say when?
It's yeah.
When though? Like what could?
I thought this was going to be a real long play.
Yeah,
but it looks like it might be very brief. But whenever she does come back, I don't want it to be over spite. I don't want it to be over. I want to take her back from Lewis because Lewis has an issue with me.
Yeah,
because that's Harvey's deal, is that Lewis seems to measure his life by where he is against Harvey.
Right.
And he
right.
thinks it's about him.
It's really, yeah, it's sad.
Harvey is, like, I'm sure most moments in his life, Harvey's completely indifferent to Lewis.
Yeah.
And what Lewis is up to.
He doesn't care.
And that's all in Lewis's head of how, like, because he keeps weighing himself over what would Harvey do.
Right.
How would Harvey handle this?
Right.
How far am I to being Harvey?
And that's what I mean by the way that this episode happened. It's another one of those, you know, circles that they've gone through several seasons. I know you said that you're kind of catching up into it. And mm-hmm. This is, you know, season 5. But Lewis and Harvey have exactly what they had in this episode, this entire series. It's always cat and dogs. It's always a circle. And by the time there's about to be like an amendment, something blows up. And that's what makes me sad because I really want to see a season where they're friends. I don't know how that looks, but I think it's possible. Is that not possible? Or is that just me? No?
I think that's the contention of I think the day they're friends is the day the series
is over. The series is over. It sucks.
Like they have a not awkward hug and they walk off into the sunset. And it's
they would never be in the
sunset. And then Suits is over.
I think how easily Lewis changes what his intentions are and what his objectives are.
Right.
If it's not serving, well, they're both kind of the same. They just have different ways of going about it. If it's not serving themselves in the way that they want it to, there's no compromise.
Right.
It's like they will do anything and everything to get it the way that they
Very
like
true.
It.
Very true. I agree. That is, it's crazy. Do you think Harvey and Donna are ever going to date?
That's a loaded question.
Wasn't there a reference in the first episode that something had happened?
Yes.
Something had happened in the past.
Is that
a little wham-bam, or what are we talking about?
We never got to see it or like it wasn't ever, you know, in a scene necessarily. It was just always talk. And then the next scene that we ever got that confirmed it was just last season.
Uh-huh.
And it was a quick I love you and that was it. Like that's all we got. And so we're left up to the imagination. We're not really sure what's happening with this couple. They're not a couple, but you know what I mean.
You never saw Harvey pull his boots on
no.
in the morning.
No.
Like that
would be a sexy scene though. But anyway, no, we did not. And somebody says I would like that. See, I'm trying to figure out if I want them to be together or not. And I need to figure that out before the show gives it to me.
I feel like those are the ties that end the whole series. Like, aside from Mike's secret, like I think everyone knows about Mike's secret,
right?
Donna and Harvey marry.
Yeah.
Mike and Rachel marry, And then Gretchen works for Lewis and Lewis and Hardy bury the hatchet. And Jessica finally picks up some clients. And then the series is over. Series is just all
Jessica done. Doesn't need clients.
But there is another season coming.
Yes, so. Yeah. There's season 6.
So he's basically okay. talking about like season 11.
I'm talking like season 10 or 11 when the show's over.
These things have to happen. Yeah, that's how we're obsessed. We're obsessed. Yeah, we're obsessed. And last but not least, what did you think about Harvey Shoecase, the situation with his clients?
This was a great case.
Yeah, I agree.
And very fitting for
Harvey.
Very fitting for Harvey and where Harvey is right now.
Yes, agree.
Just dealing with loss. And we got Gretchen just listening in on the phone and pretty much solving part of the problem. I'm just like, all good secretaries listen.
She outdone Donna there, I think.
A little bit.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
Donna always knew what was happening, though. She did, I think.
Donna would figure that out from a completely different perspective than Gretchen.
Than Gretchen, I agree.
Gretchen's just older. She understands.
Yeah.
Like, no, if somebody says you only live once more than twice in a sentence.
Or life is short. Yeah,
Sorry.
Yeah, it was actually very telling when she says that. Time, yeah. Yeah, it's like, that doesn't mean anything. But yeah, that was a really great scene when she came in and just kind of, like I said, just helped him out and was there and showed her capability as a secretary to us as an audience and to Harvey, because you know we weren't sure, we didn't know, you could have hired Abigail, whatever, but I think she's a great choice, and I kind of don't want her to go work for Lewis, even though you keep saying it. That's just me. And what do you think about the way he handled the case in terms of getting, you know, more for his client, and the way his client still, you know, still wants to sell? It doesn't really matter.
Well, that just shows Harvey that he knows what his client wants and how to leverage the most out of it, and with the billables and what it ultimately ties into this season, he did that because he likes that guy and wanted to help that guy get whatever he wanted.
Right.
Get whatever he wanted. And the money just happened to be a consequence.
Right. I agree. Any other scenes we want to talk about before we jump into predictions, which I am very antsy for?
No, I think we covered.
Let's do it. Can we get predictions going?
Going Swami. Oh, it does go Swami.
It's like lighty and stuff. It's great. It's good.
There's a little sci-fi.
It's good.
Joke for the aliens.
I love that. Okay, this is really where I want you to talk.
Uh-oh.
You know more than I do.
See, but that's not a prediction.
I know. You can't tell
that's
me.
Like,
you can't tell
I've
me what
stepped
happened.
Into the future in the machine, and you're
right.
Not there.
Literally, okay. I don't think.
Okay, so let me think what I could ask you, and you can nod or not nod. No, okay. So, I can't ask you anything because you know. I know. I'm like, yeah, just tell me what happened.
Can you spoil everything for us?
Dang. Okay, so I guess it's just me and Steve then.
I'll lay a huge one right now.
Okay.
Whoa.
Every full-numbered season of this show, the name of the entire place has changed. I think Pierce Inspector lit Soloff by the end of the season.
I'd cheer for that.
There you go.
So he'd cheer for that. I don't know if that means he's cheering or he's cheered. Okay.
I think Soloff's after something like that.
Yeah.
You know, he wants his name on the wall.
Okay.
I think there's no... He wants a corner office.
There's no secret in that,
He's clearly that kind of guy.
Right.
And he's going after it. And he's going to make it happen.
Right.
And he would probably be very satisfied if it were maybe just like Pearson Soloff.
Right. Interesting.
Seriously.
Which would be like super impossible at this point, but maybe.
No.
So I think because Jessica doesn't know about what Lewis did, next episode is going to be a lot of fire on him. I'm trying to figure out like if there's even a possibility of him getting fired again or up for that. I don't think there is, but what could happen, or is Harvey going to spill the beans, or is he going to get the proof he needs, or how that's going to finish playing out, and how is Jessica going to know, because she will find out, and just how she's going to handle it. That's what I really am trying to find out. And I think like Harvey and Donna are going to have some kind of saving grace, because Harvey's probably going to end up in the hospital next episode to me just because of
how it looked like it was going to happen.
Yeah, so I think he's going to end up in the hospital, and either Gretchen will be by his side or Donna. I think it'll be Donna. Donna will be by his side. They'll have one of those talks and we'll be good to go. Wait, what did I miss?
No. Don't touch that.
Don't touch
do
that?
Do not touch that.
If you follow me
is,
on that...
Is he watching?
Yeah, he's
Hoffman watching. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're in trouble, my friend.
That's really funny.
I've been told by the guests to not ask this question, but if you go and add Steve Kaufman, I just retweeted the question.
Yeah. Ooh,
he'll
so we
kill
can't...
me.
Oh my God, I want to read all of these. Okay, I can't because I'm trying to talk to people.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot
I only
going
have
on.
That one prediction. And do you have any final words?
Yeah.
Any final words? Anything you can tell
my
us?
Prediction is Charles Barkley will be in the next episode.
Yeah, okay. Well played. Which was interesting because I was all the basketball references we had throughout the series. I am so excited to have a player actually there and maybe help us with these like symbolism and all this stuff that they the way they talk. I love it. So that'll be really fun to have him on there. So you have nothing else you want to spill?
I will spill that I have something to do with Charles Barkley.
Okay.
That's we'll good. That. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm satisfied. Good.
Dropping
good. I love
a story about a crew. Okay. I'm just trying to decipher what that could mean.
I know.
He'll kill me. I retweeted it. If you want to know, you can tweet.
I love it. Okay, so with that said, Rick.
It's so wrong.
I really want to know now. You guys have to tell me off because I might say it. Okay, Rick, can you please tweet us any of your predictions? Because we would love to start next episode with them. Obviously, you know what's going to happen, but, you know, make it spicy for us. Who knows? Where can everyone find you and keep in touch with you for the next couple episodes? Because you're going to be on for, what, four? Or you said three more?
You know what? I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No idea. It's...
Ooh, this is good.
I knew... I don't even know if I can cough up that. I know I'm around for a certain number, but I've already exceeded that number, so I have no idea what is in store for me. I'm as curious as everyone else is.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe him.
And if people in social media want to find you, where can they find you?
Yes.
They'll find me at Johnny_Pipes.
Love it. Yep.
And the Pipes is with a Y.
Easy peasy. What about you?
You guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KaufMann. Stick around on the YouTube. I'll be live doing Mr. Robot in about an hour.
Love it. After we watch it. I'm going to respond to all of this as soon as I get to it because I hear there are a lot of jokes that I missed. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be here next week for episode 3, and we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.